I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Work.
Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Mental Handbook, the guidebook to approaching sports and life with a bulletproof mindset. Learn more about The Mental Handbook and get yours at DreAllDay.com/mental. Welcome to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue to show up and put yourself out there even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all that, there is more. You get a dose of personal initiative, a huge bag of personal initiative for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. When we put all of this together, yes, you get all of it. You get the podcast, the mindset, and the podcast called Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is about dealing with other people. And anything that we're going to do in life, we're going to do it successfully. Other people are going to be around because other people need to see us as a success. We need to help other people and contribute to other people's well-being to have that feeling of success. And there are going to be people around and we just have to maneuver those people. We have to navigate through people, whether they're helping us, indifferent to us, don't even know that we exist. Maybe they're negative towards us. We got to learn to deal with these other people throughout our lives. And the further we go, the more active we are, the more ambitious we are, the more of these people we're going to have to deal with. Just people in general. Good people, bad people, indifferent people, questionable people who you don't even know where they stand. You're going to have to deal with these people. And today's topic is about respecting differences from your perspective to another person's perspective, from where you're from to where another person is from, what you're about to what somebody else is about, someone else's opinion versus your opinion, someone else's information versus your information. Why am I talking about this? Not because I want everybody to hold hands and sing Kumbaya together. Not because everybody needs to be friends. Not because I think we all just need to get along, because I don't think any of those things is really going to be possible, at least not in our lifetimes, for everybody together. The reason I'm talking about this is because part of the Work On Your Game philosophy, a lot of it is about doing for self and doing things that you need to do to get yourself in the right space when it comes to your mental game, discipline, confidence, and mental toughness. But a lot of that also at the same time has to do with how you're dealing with other people. How much energy are you getting from others? How much are you giving to others? How much energy do you find yourself wasting in any type of interaction with other people? An interaction is not helping you get anywhere closer to where you want to go, which very well may be pulling you in the exact opposite direction from where you want to go. And since all of us can connect to pretty much anybody who's decided to make themselves available, actually anybody who has not decided to not make themselves available, actually, because anybody else is going to be available whether they want to be available or not. Our world is becoming more and more, especially as I look on at social media, and I mean, all of you use social media, you can see it. World's becoming more of this: if you do something or think something other than what I do or what I think, then you're wrong. You're bad, you're dumb, you're stupid, you're fill in the blank with whatever other phrases and adjectives people want to use to describe other people. It's kind of become a agree with the group or agree with me or there's something wrong with you, let me tear you down type of place world that we're dealing with. And I'm telling you this not because I think any of you are guilty of this, of course not. Maybe you are, but if you are, you don't have to raise your hand and tell anybody. But because since you're going to be a person who's in a true individual. You're going to stand on your beliefs. You're going to do things that are different than, probably a lot different than what everybody else is doing. There are going to be times you're going to have opinions and beliefs, and there are going to be times that you take actions that are starkly different from what quote unquote everybody thinks you should do. There are going to be some people who just don't agree with you, some people who just don't like you, some people who, for whom you represent something that pokes an insecurity in them for whatever reason, something that they may not even announce what that insecurity is, but because you're poking that insecurity, they're going to do the only thing they know how to when an insecurity of theirs gets touched, is that they're going to come after you in a negative way. You're going to need to learn how to deal with these individuals. Now, you could fight fire with fire, but eventually somebody's going to get burned. A lot of people are going to get burned. If everybody's fighting fire with fire, eventually we're not going to have any world left, because everything's going to get burned down. So today's topic is about respecting the differences between you and others, and hopefully because of the level of respect you carry yourself and conduct yourself with when it comes to other people's opinions and actions, you will get that in reciprocation. You'll get the reciprocity from other people to respect your differences, whatever those happen to be. And again, is this always going to happen 100% of the time? No. I'll tell you right now that is not, but you can at least do your part, because that's what Work On Your Game is about. It's not about what other people are going to do. It's about what you're going to do. And social media, like I said, makes it worse. It creates more of these opportunities where people can find common ground, or people can find reasons to go at each other's necks, at least metaphorically, go at each other's necks digitally or in the cyber world, because you disagree with another person, they like a politician you don't like, they cheer for a team that you're not a fan of, you cheer for a team that just beat their team, whatever the situation is, because everybody can share their sentiments without having to stand on their words. See, that's the thing that the internet does. It allows people to say anything that they want to say without having to back up anything that they say, whether that's a negative thing, whether it's a threat, whether someone's calling themselves an expert, they don't really have to back up anything that they say. You can just say it, and if you get enough people to agree with it or just go along with it and allow it, eventually you're going to start to believe it. I mean, you tell yourself anything often enough and people just accept it and leave it as is, eventually people are going to come to believe it. I mean, this is part of how persuasion works, something that I talked about in one of my recent favorite books episodes. If you didn't listen to that, make sure you go to dreallday.com/podcast and listen to it. Now, I've talked about this idea of not everybody thinks the same way that you think in a previous episode of this podcast. If you haven't heard that, again, that's at dreallday.com/podcast, where you can listen to all the past episodes of the show. I've mentioned it on several episodes, but today we're going to go deep into this respecting differences between you and other people. This could be people that you are, for whatever reason, disagreeing with. This could be people who are in your family. You got any people in your family who you just have some differences with? It could be people on your team. It could be people in your organization. Maybe people whom you work for or work with or work for you, or people who are in your community, wherever that community is, the building that you live in, the neighborhood that you're in, the church or the synagogue that you go through. There are a lot of different communities that all of us are involved in. There are going to be some differences between you and other people. How are you going to deal with that? Is it going to be a source of constant tension, or is it going to be something that you can make into a positive outcome, hopefully with the other person's cooperation? Now, if you do your part, this will help that cooperation, at least increase the probability that you get that cooperation, because again, we can't control other people. Point number one, the wise man, and when I say man, I mean human, not male. The wise man is open-minded to learning why, not just what other people think, not just what other people do and how and why they do it, but learning why other people think the way that they think, why other people act the way that they act. Now, the foolish person is a person who's more concerned with judging why people think the way they think and act the way that they act. So I want to make sure I'm giving you a clear distinction between the wise man and the foolish man in the world. And again, we're not talking about other people. We're talking about ourselves here today. The wise man is open to learning why other people think the way that they think. So when someone disagrees with the wise man does not do what the foolish man does, which is to judge. Oh, you think that? Okay, you're a fill in the blank. Doesn't even matter what you say at that point. It could be something that you consider to be neutral, whatever that fill in the blank is. You could think it's neutral, but you are putting a judgment on another person because of A, you're automatically putting them in category B. This is what we call judgment. This is the habit of the foolish individual. Now, don't raise your hand if you've been guilty of this, but just check yourself on it. And I'm going to explain to you why. And hopefully by the end of this episode, you can start to change any behaviors that you've had in the past that may have been going in this direction that isn't going to be productive for you in the long run to reaching your goals. Because that's the reason why this matters. Not just because I think it's a good thing for you to know, but something that's actually going to help you. The wise man wants to learn. Wise man hears somebody or sees somebody doing something different or hears somebody saying something different or sees someone has a differing opinion and there's an opening maybe for some dialogue. The wise man wants to know why. Why do you think that way? How did you come to that conclusion? What got you on to this side of the situation? Why do you do things the way that you do them? Why? That's what the wise man is open to learning, because the wise man knows that he knows very little. The wise man knows that he knows nothing. I'm not sure if it was Aristotle or if it was Socrates. Everyone had just come to believe, I think it was Aristotle, had come to believe that this guy was just the wisest man in the world. And Aristotle didn't really accept that. He didn't want everyone to think that he was just this wise guy who knew everything. And he would tell people, listen, I don't know anything. I want to let all of you know I'm not as wise as you think I am. What makes me wise, quote unquote, is the fact that I stay curious, the fact that I'm always open to learning. I only became this smart, intelligent person who everyone considers to be the wisest because I'm always learning something new. I've never shut my brain off and decided, okay, I know everything I need to know. So as soon as I see something or hear something from another person, I can immediately place them into a box because I'm judging who they are based on a small piece of information that I have. But this is what happens with a lot of people these days. We stop learning and we start judging. The wise person is the learner. The foolish person is the judger. An example, as I've given already, somebody says, anybody who blank is blank. See, that right there is judgment. It doesn't even matter what you're putting in there. It's going to be some opinion thrown in there. It's going to be a small piece of the human experience, which is the part that you've experienced, just a tiny bit, because there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. We can all agree that we can't all be in the exact same place. We can't be everywhere at the same time. We can only be in one place at a time. So we can agree that at this exact moment, wherever you are, there are a bunch of other things going on the other side of the world that you don't know anything about because you're not there to experience them. As soon as you start judging, as soon as you say anybody who blank is blank, now you're into the judging box. Now you become the foolish individual. There are some problems with this. Let me tell you one problem with it is that you believe you already know everything there is to know about other people. This is just incorrect. You'll never know everything there is to know about other people. Thusly, once you decide that you know already, it's impossible for you to learn. You have closed your mind off to learning. And if you're not learning anything, your brain is not expanding. If your brain is not expanding while the whole rest of the world is expanding, that means you are by definition going backwards. And we know what that means. You're losing. You're in neutral. You're losing because the world is moving forward. Here's another problem with this judgment type thinking is that you're putting yourself above other people. Basically, you're saying to other people, I already know what's going on in your mind, so I don't need to ask you. I don't need to learn anything. I don't need to probe and find out what you're really about because I've already decided what you're about without even asking any questions. Is that really how you feel? Now, there are some people out there who really do feel that way. If I was to ask them, they would say, yeah, that's how I really feel because, and they would give some examples. And the problem with their examples, even if their examples are accurate, they would say, well, look, this happened in my life 2 years ago. This happened 5 years ago. I saw this on the news 3 hours ago. And they can come up, they can have 100 examples of things that happened that everything fit into this certain box that they have. But their experience of life, again, I've said this many times on this show, your experience of life is but a very, very tiny piece of all of life. Meaning what you have experienced, no matter how many places you've been to, how many stamps on your passport, how many people you know, how many businesses you've started, how many jobs you've had, how much money you've made, how many followers you have online, your experience of life does not represent all of life. There are billions and billions of people on this planet who you have never and will never meet, never have a conversation with. What you have experienced does not represent everything. You met 5 people who fit into a certain category. That does not mean the next person who fits the same description as them also fits into that category. See, this is where wisdom comes in, is that you are able to, even though this happened in the past, even though this happened last year, even though I saw this on TV today, even though I heard about this 5 times already today, 5 different instances on social media, you can still be open-minded enough that next time you meet somebody who fits a certain description, you can look at them and say, look, I'm open to finding out who this person is and what this person is about. I'm not going to hold a judgment against them based on the small sliver of life experience that I have. And again, doesn't matter how much experience you feel like you have very little compared to all of the world's experience cumulatively. Can we agree to that? Point number 2, and today's topic is respecting the differences between us as human beings, from you to another person, from another person towards you. Opportunity in life. Definition of opportunity is that it exists not in sticking in your same circumstances. See, you can't get an opportunity if you're doing everything that you've already been doing, if you're only doing, rather, everything that you've already been doing. See, the opportunity exists when you step away from what you've already been doing, from the way that you've already been thinking, and open yourself up to a circumstance that may be slightly different than what you're used to. I mean, opportunity can't exist unless you step outside of what you've already been doing, right? Because you wouldn't be looking for an opportunity if you already had it. So if you had an opportunity, you wouldn't be looking for it. If you already have experienced the thing that you need, then it's not really an opportunity you're looking for. I mean, you already experienced it. Maybe you need to go find it again, but it's not really something new. You've been there. Maybe you need to just get back to it. Maybe you got to figure out how you can get back on track. But the opportunity, again, opportunity. Let me give you the definition of that word opportunity since I'm using it here. A set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. So that set of circumstances has to exist outside of your comfort zone, outside of where you've already been, outside of where you already are, which means for you, you have to, at least for an opportunity to even come around, for you to even recognize one, you must be mentally open enough to a circumstance that's different from what you're used to. I mean, how often do you take a different route walking to school or driving home from work or do something different when you go to the gym or try a different meal or do something outside of your normal routine or normal daily schedule, no matter how disciplined you are? How often are you putting yourself in the path of possible opportunity by stepping outside of what you normally do, how you normally think, the people you normally associate with, the ideas and opinions that you normally entertain? You can't possibly run into opportunity by just doing all the same things all the time. Now, granted, doing a lot of the same things all the time, that persistence and that discipline can lead to great returns and great rewards. However, you got to at some points step outside of that routine in order to find something new, in order to get a new experience, in order to learn something new. If you keep doing the same things, you know everything there is to know about them because you've been doing them already. How are you going to expand your mind if that's all you're going to do? Just a question, a standing question for you to ponder as we move on to point number three. The wisest person is the one who knows that he knows nothing, which I talked about a few minutes ago. The question asking person who always wants to know who, what, when, where, why, and how. This is the wise individual. How often do you ask these questions? Who, what, when, where, why, and how? Or are you saying, well, I already know? I mean, I get messages all the time from people who come to me. They ask me a question. Then I ask them a question back. This is a Socratic method. Instead of me just giving people, throwing information at people, which I've already actually shared this information. So I'm just trying to figure out where this person is coming from that they even need to ask me this question. I mean, if you know who I am, then you probably know that I've already shared this information. So why are they asking me the question? I'm just trying to figure that out. So I use the Socratic method. I throw a question back at that person. Or even if I do tell them, hey, here's where some information is, or this is something that I talked about on my podcast, this is something that I did a video on a couple years ago. Often I get this response from people when I give them information. Yes, I already read that. I already saw that. I listened to every single episode of your podcast ever. You know, I've consumed every single piece of content, Dre, that you've ever put out, but I still have this question. And then it's about something that I wrote 5 years ago. The wisest person is always asking who, what, when, where, why, and how. The foolish person is deciding that they already know who, what, when, where, why, and how, when they know actually, again, compared to everything that's going on in the world, we all know so much less than 1% that I can't even put it into a number. How often do you find yourself on a daily basis asking these questions? Who, what, when, where, why, and how? Especially these last two. Why and how? Why are things this way? Why do you look at it that way? Why do you have that opinion? How did you form that? How did you come to that perspective? Where did you learn to think the way that you think? Why do you have this opinion? Who are the people that taught you what they taught you? These are the questions that the wise person is asking because they're always looking for more input. Who, what, when, where, why, and how? How often do you ask these questions? Or have you decided already that you already know who, what, when, where, why, and how? Now, as I say it, now I'm listening to myself say it, it sounds so simple. that if you were to put this to a person face to face, they would say, well, I ask that all the time. I don't assume I know anything. Usually if you were to confront somebody, they would say, I don't assume I know anything. You know, I'm always open to asking who, what, when, where, why, and how. Then you just observe that person over the course of a day. You're going to see them time after time after time make judgments that are based on what? Based on assumptions, based on some limiting belief that they have, based on some small, tiny, tiny fraction of experience that they have that they think must apply to every other situation that looks anything like it, even 1% like it, just because they've been through it before or they heard about 5 times that it happened. See, somebody can see something happen twice and they're like, okay, well, that basically must be it because I've seen it twice. They can see it 5 times. Listen, you can see something 5,000 times. It does not mean it applies to every situation in life. Maybe the 5,000 times you're seeing may have a whole lot to do with who you are and the environments that you're circling in, which is why you keep saying the same thing over and over again. Maybe if you stepped into a different environment, you would see something completely different and your whole system would be shocked because you're not used to seeing it. Have you ever considered that perspective? That it may just be your habits of action, your habits of thinking, your habits of socializing, your habits of environment that is leading you to see the same thing over and over and over again. Not because that's all, how all the world is, it's just how all of your world is. And your world, again, is very tiny compared to what all of the world is. How many different cities have you lived in your life? If you think you know, I mean, I've met females who tell me, well, listen, I know how men are. I know how you basketball players are. Oh, I know how black guys are. I've heard all of this stuff. I know how entrepreneurs are. I've heard these things from people and they really believe it. And of course, I question them on these things. Well, how do you know this? Where do you know it from? What have you experienced that has put you into this position? How do you figure that everyone just fits into this category, even though you've only met, who knows, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, 100,000 people? How do you know that everyone's going to fit into this box when there are 8 billion people on the planet? How many different cities have you lived in? How many different people have you met? How many places in the world can you name that you've never even been to versus how many you have been to? If the first list is longer than the second list, then can we agree that the majority of the world you have not experienced? Therefore, you shouldn't be making judgments about what the world is like since you, as by your own admission, you haven't even experienced it. Doesn't that just make sense? And today's topic, as we recap, today's topic is respecting differences, understanding that you don't know as much as you may think you know, therefore withholding your judgment because you have not enough information to make a judgment. You would need to have a whole lot more information than you had to make judgments. It'd be better if you just kept your mind open to asking and learning. This is point number one. The wise man is open-minded to learning how and why other people are how they are, why they think how they think or do the things that they do. Whereas the foolish person, through their small little tiny experience, is more concerned with judging how and why people are how they are. They are closing themselves off to learning, therefore closing themselves off to life. Therefore, they might as well be dead already because they're not growing. They're just going down into the ground. Point number two. Definition of opportunity is a set of circumstances that make something possible. In order for you to have opportunity, you must open your mind up from your circumstances. Open your physical body up from your circumstances. Open up your social life from the circumstances that you're used to, from the people that you're always around, the places that you're always at, the things that you always do. How can you get an opportunity if you keep doing the same things you are always been doing? Something has to change in some way, shape, or form. Maybe something that somebody else changes. Maybe if you go to the same gym every single day and work out, I'm not telling you not to work out every day if that's keeping you healthy, and it probably is. Something has to change. Maybe you change your workout. Maybe you change what time you go there. Maybe you change the energy that you bring to the gym that day. Maybe you bring your workout buddy with you. Maybe some outside circumstance happens. Some person who you never seen before at that gym, and you know everybody at the gym because you go there every day at the same time. Someone who you never seen before happens to be in the gym that day, and they strike up a conversation with you, and that becomes a great opportunity. Often, not even often, sometimes the opportunity can happen from something completely outside of ourselves. It can be some external force that becomes the opportunity. But do we want to depend on that? Do you want to bet your success on some external force being the opportunity that you need or want to get to where you want to go? I wouldn't think so, because depending on the external force, listen, you don't know when it's coming. It's like sitting at the bus stop and you don't have a schedule. You have no idea when the next bus is coming. They might have already stopped running for the day. They might be on strike. You don't even know because you don't have a schedule. You don't have access to the internet. You're just waiting for this external force to become your opportunity. It'd be better if you can make your own opportunity, meaning instead of waiting for something outside of you to change in your circumstance, you purposely change something in your circumstance in order to create that opportunity. That doesn't mean you need to just do things randomly. It means look at your life, assess where you are, assess what opportunities you are looking for, seeking to create, and then take the correlating action that could help create that opportunity. Now, how are you going to know specifically which one's going to create the opportunity? Here's a hint. You won't. But if you try things, if you keep trying things, if you stay persistent and you are committed to creating an opportunity, you will keep trying things until, not five times, not three times, not when you get frustrated, until you get the result that you want. Point number three, the wisest person is the one who knows that he knows nothing. Now, of course, he knows something. I mean, he knows that he knows nothing. That's one thing that he knows. This is the question asking individual who's asking who, what, when, where, why, and how. These are the information questions. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. How often do you use these questions? How often do you use them in a day? When's the last time you used any one of these? How often do you decide that you know enough? Do you see something, or you see someone, or you hear something, or you read something, or you watch something, and you make a decision? You make a judgment very quickly as to what that is without even looking into it to find out what it really is, since you don't actually know. How open are you to that? How much do you respect the differences between what you think you know and what actually is in front of you? How often do you respect the differences between what you think somebody may be about and what they actually show you? That's a good one right there. That may be a different episode. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.